Good morning to you all. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning. I would just like to talk this morning on who Jesus is and what he means to the believer, and what it means to to love him with all of our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength as he desires. Something that has become a thought that has become precious to me is to realize and recognize what is God's end goal for his children. We might begin with salvation that God has provided for all of mankind. And then we have those that respond and those that reject. But those that respond, God has something in mind for them. He has many things in mind for them in this life. But that's only the beginning. For the believer who has eternal life, when he enters into God's kingdom, when he repents and confesses his sin, then receives Jesus Christ into his heart, and gives his life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, meaning he is now going to trust Jesus with all the decisions in his life, and he will allow God to be in control of his life, his future, and his choices. For that believer, he will constantly be seeking to know the will of the Father, meaning he will be communicating with the Father. He will be reading the Word of God. And so, that is, in a sense, the life of the Christian here on earth as he goes through this life. And of course, there's many responsibilities as a Christian. But if we take a look at what God's end goal and purpose is for us, it can help us to maintain a proper perspective of what God really wants from us as his children. And I've been often reminded, or I've often been reflecting on this question: what is the highest honor that we can give to our Heavenly Father as far as a life lived here on this earth? If we truly love our Father with all of our heart, how can we then please him? What is the best gift that we can offer him? What is the best work that we can be involved in? Or how do we conduct our life so that we have the biggest and the most pleasing life to offer him? And because God wants to spend eternity with people, and because he wants to dwell in the hearts of mankind, I thought that it would be a very noble thing to help as many other souls and individuals into God's kingdom. Therefore, that would be very pleasing to God. And the other thing is, I thought that would be very pleasing to God, is to have a close relationship with Him, and to be a friend and to have fellowship with Him. And since the other thing that I thought about is, since God hates sin, I thought that it must be pleasing to God to reprove this world of sin, as the Bible says and talks about, is to be active in reproving and rebuking and speaking out against the sin of this world. And all those things are good things. And I do believe that God is calling us to all of those things. But I came to the realization that when all is over and heaven and earth has passed away, and we are entered into that new Jerusalem, and we are now in complete fellowship with our Lord and Master, we have united with Him, and we are now in eternity with Him. I realized all of a sudden that there is no more need for evangelism, no more need to share the gospel and to win souls to Him. I also realized that in heaven there will be no need to rebuke and to reprove this world of sin, because it will all have passed away. And so I came to realize that the biggest end response that God wants from His children is our worship to Him. And so I'm still learning how to more fully worship my Lord and Master. And I think there's many things that involves. I know that it involves a fear of God, a heavenly awe of God. I know it involves a relationship that God is our Father, a relationship of trust. I know that it involves a spirit of worship, a looking up to, and the feeling of being awed at who God is. And I also know that it involves singing praises to God. And so that's been a great encouragement to me in this life, to know what God wants from His children throughout all eternity. And I need to be reminded time and time again that if we lack these things and go about doing what we feel is pleasing to God as far as ministry work, going to church, reaching out to the elderly, reaching out to the poor, sharing the gospel, rebuking the world of sin, helping to build the church, and all those things. If we are heavily involved in those things, and we do not have the worship, a heart of worship, a heart of praise, and thirsting after and longing for our Heavenly Father, things can become heavy at times. Things can become very tiring. So I think it's important that we worship God in spirit and in truth. And to know that God wants our adoration, and we can give Him our all to Him. So I want to praise the Lord this morning and lift up His name, His worthy name. He is truly worthy as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He alone will reign throughout all eternity, and all His enemies are under His feet, and we can truly trust Him with everything that we face in this life. Praise the Lord.